This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we discovered the importance of prayer in the life of the church and of each believer for creating the setting where evangelism can take place effectively. Paul explains in 1 Timothy 2 that this pleases God, who desires all to be saved through faith in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. God wants people to come to a knowledge of the truth without being distracted by their social, political, and stress-filled circumstances. Salvation is what you experience when you realize you're estranged from God and there is only one mediator who can provide the ransom needed for your reconciliation with God, the man Christ Jesus, and you put your trust in Him. This will enhance your ability to make the most of life where you live, even if it's not peaceful and quiet. Paul also wanted believers to pray for him and others who proclaim the good news. The emphasis on prayer concludes in verse 8 as follows. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. Holiness of life is critical in effective praying. It is also important to note that anger is not what should motivate prayer. In a hostile environment, anger might prompt prayer, but usually that kind of prayer would take the form of asking God for judgment rather than salvation. According to commentator Vincent, prayer is also to be without the element of skeptical criticism, whether of God's character and dealings, or of the character and behavior of those for whom prayer is offered. Prayer in this context is focused on seeing sinners saved through faith in Jesus Christ.